This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Our FAQ questions today are for Rosa Stewart Stevens of Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. You know, a lot of us think of you top of mind for getting our own medications, but Yes. You can help us out with our pets too.
We certainly can. Absolutely. Pets are specialty people, our fur babies, and they need things that may not normally be available, or particularly a cat that needs to get a medication called methimazole orally. There's usually a big fight because there is a terrible flavor to those, and you have to get it way to the back of the cat's throat. So there is a transdermal form that we make where you measure a particular amount of the medication onto your finger, and then you apply that to the cat's ear. And by doing that, the cat gets its medication, and all you're doing basically is patting your cat and getting the medication onto their ear. So it's so much nicer to dose a medication that way rather than shoving it down your cat's throat.
Well, that definitely sounds like it'll probably end with less hissing and scratching.
Yes,
for sure.
And bad words from the owner as well.
Now, when it comes to dogs, you can help us out there too.
Yes. There's an issue with dogs that is very common, and that is ear problems. So as compounding pharmacists, we work with veterinarians. The vet would give us the sensitivity of the bacteria, and then we would perhaps suggest an antibiotic that would work, and then we put it in a particular gel that will coat the dog's ear. So we would make that up, give it to the vet. The vet would then insert that into the dog's ear, and it stays in place over the period of a 7-day time, and the medication is leached out into the ear, and then at the end of 7 days, you take your dog back to the vet, and the medication is washed out, and the infection is gone.
You could also help us out with horses.
Horses, absolutely. One of the things that can happen is an abscess. So when there is an abscess, it can be drained, and then we have a form of medication where we would put an antibiotic of some sort, whatever is the offending bacteria, and then the vet would install this gel into that abscess area. It dissipates over the period of 7 days, and then it's just resorbed into the body, and that allows the antibiotic to work in the area that it's needed, rather than trying to dose an animal over the period of 7 days, 2 or 3 times a day, and causing a lot of stress for everybody. This is a way to deal with infections.
So if your pets aren't doing so well, the first step is to visit the vets. The second step is to get a hold of Victoria Square Compounding Pharmacy. You can visit on Facebook. You can text 961-0177 or give a call 922-8959.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.